As the investigation continues into the Fort Hood shootings, NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore has been thinking about what happened, and he says we should take a close look at the role the Internet played in the tragedy.
From what is publicly known about Major Nidal Hassan, the accused killer of 13, he had no accomplice, unless you count the Internet, in which he communed, exchanging thoughts with an extremist cleric in Yemen. This was probably not the Internet that President Obama had in mind when he told the town hall meeting in Shanghai on Monday that he was a strong supporter of the Internet. "I'm a supporter of non-censorship," he said. This was a reproof to China, which has built a firewall against unwanted websites. In the case of Hassan, judging from what has been disclosed, Internet contact with the like-minded seemed to replace human contact. An important influence, apparently, was Anwar al-Awlaki, the radical imam in Yemen. Several years ago, the army psychiatrist had frequented a mosque in Northern Virginia where Awlaki preached. More recently, a year ago, he sought to renew that contact by email. The cleric has said that he didn't reply to the first two or three messages, but then opened a relationship in which several more emails were exchanged over a year. Texts of the messages have not been released, so it's difficult to know who said what to whom. It is not known whether Fort Hood or any other target was specifically discussed. But the tone of the relationship can be judged by a message that Awlaki posted on the website after the Fort Hood attack. It said, "Fighting against the U.S. Army is an Islamic duty today." The cleric told an interviewer, according to the Washington Post, that he never directed or pressured Major Hassan to harm Americans. But he said the Fort Hood attack was allowed by Islamic law because it was a form of jihad, permissible because the United States had brought the battle to Muslim countries. Is the radical imam culpable for retroactively justifying the attack? Does the Internet merit some of the responsibility for helping the violence-prone to fester there in communion with the machine? A darker side of the Internet that President Obama lauds as a gateway to knowledge. This is Daniel Shore.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.